Hello, and welcome to episode 11 of the Legal Survival Guide podcast, where we make navigating the legal landscape simple and stress-free. Each episode is packed with practical tips, expert insights, and clear advice to help you tackle everyday legal challenges with confidence. Whether you're reviewing a contract, protecting your rights, or trying to avoid costly legal mistakes, we're here to empower you with the knowledge you need to stay informed and in control. This is your go-to podcast for breaking down those tricky legal situations and making them relatable, doable, and most importantly, empowering for you. Please note, the information provided in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and should not be considered legal advice. Our goal is to help you understand the legal landscape and provide you with tools and strategies to address common issues on your own, ultimately saving you time and money. For specific legal concerns, we encourage you to consult with a licensed attorney. Family is at the heart of our lives, but navigating the legal aspects of family relationships can feel daunting. Family law, the branch of law that focuses on this area, is designed to create structure and provide support, but it's often seen as complex and overwhelming. Today, we're taking a clear and easy-to-understand look at the basics of family law. Whether you're curious about the legal framework of marriage, considering a divorce, or wanting to understand more about child custody and support, this episode will give you a solid foundation. You won't need a legal background to follow along, just a willingness to learn. 1. Marriage and its legal implications. Marriage isn't just a romantic union. It's also a legal contract that carries significant implications for property, finances, and even debt. When two people marry, they become legally bound in ways that could impact both their current and future financial lives. Understanding these implications is crucial for anyone considering marriage. For example, in many states, anything you acquire during the marriage, such as income, property, or assets, may be considered joint property. This means both individuals have an equal claim to these assets, regardless of who earned the income or made the purchase. This concept is particularly significant in community property states like California and Texas, where shared ownership is legally defined and divided equally in the event of a divorce. Even debts incurred during the marriage may be treated as shared responsibility, which can be surprising for some couples. On the flip side, couples have options to protect their individual interests. Entering into a prenuptial agreement can help outline how property, finances, and even debts will be managed or divided in the event of a divorce. While a prenup may feel unromantic, it can provide peace of mind and prevent potential disputes later. Prenuptial agreements can also address specific scenarios, such as protecting family inheritances or determining how business assets will be handled. It's also important to note that marriage laws vary by state. What applies in one state may not be relevant in another. So understanding your state's specific rules around marital property and finances is essential. Seeking guidance from a legal professional can help couples navigate these complexities and ensure their financial and legal interests are safeguarded. Marriage, while deeply rooted in love and commitment, also carries significant legal responsibilities that couples should consider carefully before tying the knot. 2. Divorce and separation. When a marriage ends, many individuals turn to divorce as the legal process to dissolve their union and move forward with their lives. Divorce laws vary significantly across states, meaning the process and requirements may differ based on where you live. Understanding these differences is crucial before beginning the process. Generally, there are two main categories of divorce to consider: fault-based and no-fault divorce. No-fault divorce means that neither spouse needs to prove that the other was at fault for the breakdown of the marriage. Instead, the grounds for divorce are typically cited as irreconcilable differences or an irretrievable breakdown of the marriage. This option tends to be less contentious and is often faster and less stressful than fault-based divorce. Many couples prefer this route to minimize conflict and streamline the process. Fault-based divorce, on the other hand, requires one spouse to prove that the other engaged in misconduct that led to the end of the marriage. This could include reasons like infidelity, abandonment, physical or emotional abuse, or substance abuse. Pursuing a fault-based divorce may be more complicated and time-consuming, as evidence of wrongdoing often needs to be presented to the court. However, in some cases, proving fault could influence outcomes like alimony, property division, or even custody arrangements. Another option to consider is legal separation, which allows couples to live apart while remaining legally married. Legal separation can be a valuable alternative for those who may not be ready to dissolve the marriage entirely, but still need to address significant practical matters. These might include dividing property, establishing financial support arrangements, and creating custody agreements for any children involved. Unlike divorce, legal separation provides couples with time and space to reflect on their relationship without taking the final step of ending their marriage. Some couples use this time apart to work on resolving conflicts or seeking counseling, hoping to rebuild their relationship. For others, legal separation serves as a stepping stone toward divorce, offering a structured way to adjust to life apart while preparing for a more permanent decision. In certain states, legal separation might even be a mandatory step before filing for divorce, making it essential to understand your state's legal requirements. Navigating the end of a marriage, whether through separation or divorce, can be both emotionally taxing and legally complex. It's crucial to weigh your options carefully, considering the long-term implications for your family, finances, and emotional well-being. Seeking guidance from a legal professional can provide the clarity and support you need to make the best decisions for your unique circumstances, ensuring that your rights and interests are protected throughout the process. 3. Child custody. When children are involved, custody often becomes the most emotional and contested part of family law. These decisions can be incredibly challenging for both parents and children as they shape the structure of the child's future life. Courts make custody decisions based on what is in the best interest of the child, a term that encompasses numerous factors and varies for each family situation. So, what does best interest of the child really mean? Factors might include the child's age, emotional and developmental needs, relationship with each parent, and the stability of each parent's living situation. Judges also consider each parent's ability to provide a safe, supportive, and consistent home environment. In some cases, the child's own preferences may be taken into account, especially if the child is older and deemed mature enough to express an informed opinion. There are two main kinds of custody you'll need to understand: physical custody and legal custody. Physical custody refers to where the child lives on a day-to-day basis. This can be joint custody, where the child splits time equally or nearly equally between both parents, or sole custody, where the child primarily resides with one parent, while the other typically has visitation rights. The exact arrangement depends on what works best for the child and the family dynamics. Legal custody, on the other hand, gives a parent the authority to make important decisions about the child's life. These decisions may include where the child will attend school, what kind of medical care they'll receive, and the role of religion or spiritual practices in their upbringing. Both parents can share legal custody, even if one parent has primary physical custody. Parents are usually encouraged to collaborate and create a custody arrangement that works best for everyone involved, especially the child. Mediation is often used to help parents reach an agreement and reduce conflict. However, if parents cannot agree, the court will step in and make the decision for them. In such cases, it's important to ensure that all relevant evidence and arguments are presented, as these will significantly influence the court's ruling. Ultimately, child custody arrangements are designed to prioritize the well-being of the child, but navigating the process can be complex and emotionally taxing. Seeking legal guidance and focusing on the child's needs can help ensure the best possible outcome for all parties involved. 4. Child support and alimony. Support payments play a key role in ensuring financial stability after a separation or divorce, helping both children and former partners adjust to life after the relationship ends. These payments are legally mandated and are designed to address the financial needs that arise when a household is divided. Child support helps cover the essential costs of raising a child, including expenses like food, housing, clothing, school supplies, extracurricular activities, and medical care. The amount is typically calculated based on factors such as each parent's income, the number of children, and the amount of time the child spends with each parent. Child support ensures that children continue to have access to the same opportunities and quality of life, despite changes in their family structure. Payments are often adjusted as circumstances change, such as shifts in income or the child's needs. Alimony or spousal support provides financial assistance to a lower-earning or non-earning spouse. Its purpose is to help the recipient maintain a standard of living similar to what they experienced during the marriage. Alimony payments can be temporary, lasting only until the recipient is able to support themselves, or long-term, depending on factors like the length of the marriage, the earning potential of both parties, and the contributions made by the spouse receiving support, such as staying home to care for children or sacrificing career opportunities. In some cases, alimony may be designed to cover education or job training for the receiving spouse to help them transition into financial independence. Support payments are a legal obligation, and failing to meet them can lead to serious consequences. These may include wage garnishment, seizure of tax refunds, suspension of professional or driver's licenses, or even legal proceedings that could result in fines or imprisonment. It's important for both parties to understand their financial responsibilities and seek legal guidance to ensure payments are fair and enforceable. Maintaining open communication and adhering to court orders can help reduce conflict and provide financial stability for everyone involved, especially for children who rely on this support to thrive. 5. Why seeking legal guidance matters. While understanding the basics of family law is empowering, every situation is unique and the laws can vary significantly depending on your location. Family law encompasses a wide range of issues, including divorce, child custody, spousal support, and property division, each of which may have its own set of rules and nuances. Navigating these complexities on your own can be overwhelming, especially when emotions are running high. Seeking the advice of a family lawyer or legal professional is often the best step to ensure that your rights and your family's needs are properly protected. A qualified lawyer can not only explain your options, but also guide you through the legal process, advocating for your best interests every step of the way. Their expertise can make a significant difference, whether you're drafting a parenting plan, negotiating a fair settlement, or resolving disputes in court. Family law exists not to complicate lives, but to bring structure and resolution to situations that are often emotionally charged. With the right knowledge, resources, and professional support, you can approach these challenges with clarity, confidence, and the assurance that your family's future is in good hands. That wraps up today's episode of the Legal Survival Guide podcast, where we've explored the fundamentals of family law. From marriage and divorce to child custody and support, these basics are a crucial part of understanding how the law interacts with our personal lives. If you're dealing with family law issues, remember that you don't have to face them alone. Take it step by step and seek professional advice when needed. It could make all the difference. Thank you for listening. Join us next time, where we'll tackle another essential topic on your legal roadmap. Until then, take care and stay informed.